miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
I want to talk about The Bachelor right now, though, Claire. I know you've been away.
Yeah.
And you're not the biggest fan of The Bachelor, let's be honest.
No, not really.
I love it.
I know. You're secretly obsessed, but not so secretly.
Especially with Sophie Monk, you know, because she really has endeared herself to the Australian public, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now what's happened is there's a final three. It's down to Stu, Apollo, and Jared. Now, Jared's the stage five clinger.
Yes.
He's the guy with the pot plants, someone weed on his pot plants.
Right, and so he is still there.
He's still there, believe it or not.
Wow.
Apollo, the 24-year-old magician from the GC. And then you've got Stu, who's a little bit older, got a couple of kids already, and who's a hot favourite to take out Sophie Monk's heart.
Okay.
Two rumours that are spreading the moment, because it finishes this week, finale week's this week.
Jeez.
It's almost all over.
That was really fast.
Very quick. First rumour is that there's a proposal at the end of the show.
Okay.
And that Stu's the hot tip to win it. Because I've known each other previously. He's a little bit older. He's exactly what she wants, except he's had a vasectomy.
No kids.
Well, he's already got four.
Ooh, okay.
And Sophie really wants kids. Now, I'm no scientist or medical practitioner, and I could be mistaken.
Mm.
But I'm pretty sure you can reverse a vasectomy.
You can. There's no guarantee it'll work, but
right,
you can.
Right. If you get your tubes tied, you can't reverse that stuff.
Yes, you can.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
Can you?
Yes.
Told you I wasn't a scientist or a medical practitioner. Can you really?
Yeah, but there's no guarantee.
Okay, right.
I think the women's side of things is harder to reverse.
Right. The other rumour that I really want to discuss right now, and I've said this since day dot this show has started, mm-hmm. Sitting on the couch, fiancé Christy, saying, hey, this is amazing.
Mm.
Met this guy called Apollo from the Gold Coast, magician, young, good looking, great body, this old soul in this young body and young mm-hmm. mind, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's my hot tip, and you're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome for next year. He's the next Bachelor.
You reckon?
That's the rumour, and I've caught it since day one, and I'm calling it now.
Have you?
If he doesn't
have
win.
You really?
Yes, I have. I have. Honestly to God. I
okay.
said he will be the next Bachelor. So I'm calling it here first. And you know, I don't make weird, outlandish statements on this show.
Never. Did the Bachelor, is it the Bachelorette or the Bachelor?
This is the Bachelorette because it's Sophie.
Did this go faster than the Bachelor?
Well, there was less boys and they got rid of more quicker.
She's like, nah, I actually want to find true love.
Let's get this show on the road. So there's my hot tip. Write that in your diaries, folks.
Okay.
Apollo will be the next Bachelor for 2018. You're welcome.
I'd laugh
and
if he
finale.
Ends up being her new fiancé boyfriend.
Yeah.
Now, Dane, there is a list that I found here talking about five things that you're doing to make people dislike you immediately. Now, when I saw this list, I was like, oh, this reminds me of someone.
Sorry, I'm just going to step outside for a moment.
So I'm going to list these five things off, and I want you to tell me how many of these you do.
I just want people to get to know me before they dislike me, not immediately.
Okay,
at least know who I am as a person.
These are five top things you're doing that make people dislike
you. Or
that
I'm doing.
Immediately.
That I'm doing.
No, just in general.
Well,
we'll see how many you personally are doing.
No, that's the first one.
Number one, sharing too many photos on social media. Now, I know you hate this. I know you hate when people go away on holidays and they share a whole heap of snaps. Do you think this is you?
I do like to share photos, but I think I'm pretty selective in what I do and don't share. Let me just quickly go to Instagram because that's sort of my choice.
Yeah.
I'll go to Instagram, then I'll share it both on Facebook and Twitter from
there. Well, it says here, posting too many photos may alienate people. According to one study that looked at 508 Facebook users, posting too many family photos may alienate friends, and posting too many photos of friends may alienate family.
Alrighty. So 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, 7, 8 from Hawaii. So that's almost one a day. Plus we got engaged, so it was sort of a lovey-dovey one.
No, look, I think that's fine.
Okay.
This one, I believe, may be a little bit more up your alley.
Oh, yeah.
Name dropping.
Oh, I've done that. Yeah, I do that a little bit.
One study.
I've got a lot of famous friends.
One study had people name drop tennis pro Roger Federer in emails.
Federer.
Yeah.
I've met him.
The more they stress their association with Federer, the less liked they were by their colleague.
Yeah. Is it a bad time to say that I've met Rafael Nadal as well?
Participants said the email sounded manipulative.
Well, I'm not manipulating anyone. Just
number three, the humble brag.
Have I mentioned I've met Rafael Nadal?
One study had people, once again, most people do this in job interviews.
Yeah, okay. But if you're not going to blow your own horn in a job interview, when are you going to do it?
Also while they're talking on radio. saying things like, I work too hard or I care too much.
Oh, you'll never hear that
or,
from my mouth.
I'm a natural athlete.
Ah, you just threw that in there. That's
no,
not
that's
study.
Already there.
Oh, yeah, right.
A Harvard study shows that this will hurt your odds of getting hired or liked. Instead, state a real weakness that isn't a deal breaker.
But in like when you're in a job interview, though, isn't that your moment to shine and be like, this is what I can do and this is what I can bring and this is...
Okay, but what about on radio?
That's different. I'm just sharing my experience with people.
So, come on, let's do a real weakness right now.
What, a real weakness?
Yeah.
Yeah, I talk too much about people I've met.
Then there's hiding your emotions, and number five is not smiling.
Well, I don't hide my emotions.
No, and you
I
don't
smile
not smile,
time,
so
oh,
just
three
those
from five.
Two.
3 from 5 is not bad. That's above average. You and I are both very happy, friendly people.
Yes.
This is a friendly, happy show.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any enemies or nemesises.
We do have kind of one.
We had to have one. It's Daily Bailey and the Channel 10 weather wall.
Look, we love Daily Bailey.
We
it's
do
just
love
that
it.
They won't respond to us asking to have Griffith put on the weather wall.
And there's room to put Griffith on the New South Wales map.
We've made mock-ups. We know for sure.
Channel 9 do it. Channel 7 do it. Why don't Channel 10?
Mm-hmm.
So they're sort of an enemy. But I tell you what.
Even just for one day.
Yeah. We're crossing boundaries. We're jumping across to Channel 7.
Yeah.
Because I think we're going to have another arch nemesis of the show.
Okay.
And it's someone that I like. It's Samantha Armitage from Sunrise. She's a lovely lady.
Yeah.
She's copped a lot of flack from the media for her dating and like
she's said a few things as well previously that people haven't been happy with.
Exactly.
And so she's copped some flack for that. And she said something again.
Yes, she has. Now, Victoria Lee, she is a Narendra local and she is a model. And she is going to star in the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, which is one of the biggest fashion shows in the world every year.
You love watching it.
I do. It's just before Christmas. They have a bunch of celebrity acts. Anyone who's anyone is there. And then all the angels walk with wings. And they have a bunch of other models as well. And our very own, we're claiming her as our own, as Hit 99.7's own, Victoria Lee, will be walking in this show.
Okay.
She was on Sunrise with Samantha Armitage and Koshy.
I think it was yesterday or the day before.
And this is what happened, Claire. This is what happened.
Now, not only, congratulations, not only are you gorgeous and talented, but I knew I loved you. You're a country girl. You're from Narendra.
I am.
Gee whiz.
I am. And yes, you pronounce it correctly and you know where it is. So that's nice.
And let me tell you, if you've ever been to Narendra, not everybody looks like Victoria Lee there.
What are you saying?
I'm sure there's a lot of people like, hang on a second.
That's a good looking town.
What? What did he say?
I think it was one of those oopsie moments.
Not everyone in Narendra looks like Victoria. No, we're not all model good looks. But I tell you what, Sam, we know where you were going with that. And you and I are both not okay with this.
No. Look, I get people make slip of the tongue all the time.
I don't.
But I... Sure. But I think it was a bit harsh.
Way too harsh.
Bit harsh.
Narendra is a beautiful town with beautiful people. Now, Claire.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're going to do. Off air on air meeting right
okay.
now.
Yep.
And we're including all our listeners on this. Currently, the post is up at facebook.com/hitriverinamia. You can watch the video for yourself and see the awkwardness that is that ridiculous comment from Samantha Armitage. We're going to get in touch with Channel 7 after the show. We are going to demand an apology from Samantha Armitage. And hopefully she'll be joining us on the show soon to clarify her statement.
Look, I honestly think it was a slip.
Oh, look, I'm sure it is. I'm sure she's lovely. She's a beautiful person.
But, you know, we all have them. And so I don't want to judge too much.
I do.
Because I'm sure I've said things that people are like, that was a bit harsh.
Okay.
I know you have.
Oh, no, I for sure, without a doubt. But I think we should get her on just to, you know, let's clear the air. I don't want this bad blood between us.
Mm-hmm.
I've already got it with Channel 10 and Daily Bailey. I don't have time for another nemesis in my life.
Okay.
I've already got one. Two might just be a bit too full on. I think we should get Samantha Armitage to John to discuss this situation. Do you think she'll join us?
No. Not at all.
We'll try our best. It's Claire and Dane on here. You're in Sydney over the weekend doing some wedding things.
Yeah. Had a few wedding things to do. Caught up with the venue, found out some very interesting information that we probably should have known beforehand. But anyway, just getting all the bits together.
Right. Is there anything in particular you're worried about happening on your wedding day?
I think my biggest worry is because I'm a bit of a control freak when it comes to making sure that I'm happy with everything.
Right.
I'm a little bit worried that it'll get to the day and I'll be okay, well, can you make sure that person does this and this does that and this? Like, there's not going to be someone there that goes, don't worry, I'll take care of it for you.
You don't have a wedding planner.
Yeah,
to do
and
that.
So
right.
I'll be left trying to organise people while trying to enjoy my big day.
Okay. I've got a little story here I want to share with you.
Okay.
And I want to get your reaction. If this was to happen on your wedding day, how would you react? Okay?
Okay.
So this happened on Reddit. So you got a picture. This is your day. You and Sam, you had a fantastic day, and this is happening during your wedding, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A bride has revealed what happened at her wedding when one of the bridesmaids made an attempt to make the day all about her and not about you.
Okay.
One of the bridesmaids brought her fiancé to the wedding, which is fair enough because that's your partner to bring along. Yeah. And wanted our photographer to do an impromptu engagement photo shoot for them.
Right.
The photographer was a consummate professional and laughed in her face. So people obviously laughed at this story. One said, would you ask the priest to do a quick baptism while he's there for someone else? And it'll never cease to amaze me just how trashy and cheap people can be. So I'm putting it to you right now, Claire.
Mm-hmm.
What if one of your bridesmaids brings their significant other along, say it's their fiance, and asks your photographer for a photo shoot? How would you deal with that situation?
I think more than anything, I'd be like, see, I don't know. It's a hard one.
Would you let them get photos done?
It would be more like if
you're paying for this, by the way, remember?
If they're taking photos just generally of the wedding and you happen to get a few nice shots, I'll give you a copy of them, but they're not spending an hour with you two
right, yes,
taking shots
okay.
just of you.
I was gonna
they
say,
can take a shot or two.
Yep.
Sure.
You're
no
happy
problem.
With that?
Yeah, a shot or two is fine.
So you're happy for them at the actual wedding to be like, hey, can I just grab you for a couple of quick photos?
Yeah.
You're happy with that?
Well, the thing is, I think that a lot of the guests and stuff, if something funny is happening at a table
yes.
or whatever else,
yeah, right,
they
yeah.
could grab the photographer and say, hey, can we get a few shots at this table?
Got you.
People do it all the time. So
okay.
one or two shots is no problem.
Yeah.
If you spend more than 10 minutes with my photographer,
gonna, yeah.
I will start to probably
I was
you
about
know,
to
get
ask
a bit of stink eye going.
What allocated of time would
yeah,
you give them?
Probably 10 minutes.
What if they came to you and said, look, can I get the photographer for 10, 15 minutes? We just got engaged. We'd love to get some happy, nice snaps done just outside for 5-10 minutes.
5-10 minutes, no problem.
So you let them take them out of the room?
We have two photographers.
Okay.
So
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. So that would be fine. Take a photographer,
great.
Whatever.
Awesome.
There's still someone to take some of the shots.
What if someone proposes to their significant other at your wedding?
I'd be upset.
You'd be about to say naughty words.
I was. Yeah, I'd be quite upset.
Yeah, you would? You wouldn't stand for that?
Well, it's more like I've spent a lot of money.
Yes.
Getting this day together.
For your party.
For my party.
Yeah.
For you then to go ruin it. It's like my 21st.
Oh, ruining it.
Yeah.
Oh,
my 21st.
Wow. Yes.
I spent a lot of money and time and I created like jello things and all sorts of bits and pieces.
Yes.
And one girl came to the party. She brought me a bottle of something, drank most of it herself and then ate all of the jello.
Right. You're not happy with that?
No.
So you're saying we can't come to your wedding and eat all the food and drink all the drinks?
You can because it's unlimited.
Oh, right.
But if I'm making it, everyone gets a bit.
Well,
don't
interesting
be selfish,
stuff.
Is
okay.
my point.
All right. No, and that goes for the photographer as well. I'll have to let fiance Christy know that's the plan. 28:07, you're getting up with Claire and Dane on hit.
Christmas time.
Like 9 Fridays away.
How crazy is that, by the way?
Yeah.
How soon Christmas is?
Well, we've only got, I added up because I'm not looking
we've
forward
to. We've got like 8 weeks.
Yeah, wasn't looking forward to holidays at all. We've only got like 40 shows to go. I know that sounds like a lot, but it's actually not.
No, not at all. Which is crazy. But yep. with Christmas, obviously, comes presents.
Yes.
Now, mid-year, there a lot of the stores like Big W, Best and Less, probably a lot of the local stores too, do a like lay-by for Christmas for parents for their kids.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can buy a whole heap of toys at slightly discounted prices
yep.
at that time of year, and then you can lay-by them all the way through to Christmas.
Yep,
so you've got time to pay them off.
Yeah.
Now, my biggest gripe with that, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't have kids, but I'd be worried that in 6 months' time, my kids don't care about whatever I've just lay-by'd. For instance,
yeah,
you know,
tricky.
For me, it was the Hooli Doolies and stuff as a
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, right, okay.
I don't know what it is at
yeah.
the moment. Elsa, maybe.
Anna and Elsa from Frozen, yeah.
Is that still relevant 6 months later?
Oh, I'm sure it is. Like my little nephew, Nixon, right? He's 2, but he's really into cars and Blaze at the moment.
Okay.
So I'm going to I'm going to roll the dice now and I'm probably getting something cars related for Christmas.
But did his mum buy cars stuff?
Well, yeah, she showed me last night. She's already got Cars wrapping paper for him.
Okay.
And he slept last night with the Cars DVD.
Aww,
he took it to bed with him. So
cute.
I think it's a safe bet. And look, if he doesn't, I'll just slap him over the head and say, look, you will play with this toy.
And look, as a
kid. Not that I'd do that to a kid, by the way, guys. That was a joke. Lols.
As a kid, you did love receiving presents. It was probably your favourite part of it all. You loved giving them too, but getting them back was even better.
Quantity over quality.
Well, that's the question, right? So, is it quantity over quality? There's
okay.
a mum who's taken to a website called Mumsnet,
yep.
and she's quite anxious because she admitted that she was planning on buying her children, age 7 and a few months old, 10 gifts each.
Okay.
But she didn't know if it was enough. And it sparked a debate in the online forum with parents suggesting it was way too much, while
yep.
others revealed they would give 5 times as many.
I promise you, I growing up as a kid, I almost definitely got more than 10 presents as a kid.
It's always interesting to watch Facebook at that time of year for all my friends that have kids,
because
you've got those few that, you know, just a few presents from them and a few from Santa.
Yeah.
And then there are those who go full out, entire tree covered in presents just for the kids.
And it depends how much value I think you put on the season. Like my family is a big Christmas family.
Yeah.
We love it. So we gift big.
Mm.
We don't get as many as we used to as a kid, but I still get lots of gifts.
I think as a kid, Mum used to deck the house out. She doesn't do so much anymore now that it's mainly, you know, just family. But we used to get, like, I'd get at least 5 presents of just clothes.
Yeah, nice.
And then you'd also get
a couple of toys.
And then I found that you'd normally get 2 or 3 main presents in our household.
Yes.
2 big, I guess, presents.
Agreed.
Whether it be a newborn baby doll or
CD player
or, you know, 1 year my brother and I shared when the Wii first came out.
Oh,
brand new Wii we got.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And things like that. So I guess the question is 10 too little?
What, like, 10 what, too much?
Yeah. I know fiancé Sam, they got, as a family, 1 big present to share and then 1 present each.
Okay.
That
interesting. Yeah, wow.
13, 12, 16. What is your ideal amount of gifts for kids?
Eliza on 13, 12, 16. 10 presents for Christmas for kids. Too many, too little? What do you think?
Well, my family owns Jack in the Box and Leighton, so the more presents, the better.
Ah, well done.
Love it.
Well
Love
played.
It.
Yes, free plow. Now, some of your best work there, Eliza.
Eliza, do you have kids yourself?
No, I don't.
Okay. As a kid, though.
Always spoiled
us. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. So how many presents approximately would you get every Christmas?
I couldn't even tell you a number. Like, so many. It's ridiculous. And we used to do, like, what you were saying before. Like, we'd get like a present between us, or like you get like 1 really big present and then heaps of little ones.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was
right.
always great as well when you received like a few little DVDs each and then you got that 1 big present that you knew you could share with your brother or sister.
Yeah.
Screw but sharing, I want for myself.
Around Christmas at the shop, like, you see so much variety of parents giving a couple presents and then some giving heaps.
Yeah, right.
And,
yeah. Do you think you were spoiled because your parents owned the Jack in the Box in Leighton?
Unfortunately, they didn't buy it until I was about year 6, which is still pretty good. But,
you lucked out. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for your call and congratulations,
thank you.
You sneaky, sneaky little human. You.
See you later.